It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, you should know during this hour, we are going to do our best to take as many calls as possible because we need two new members of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. We also just had Kenny from the Northeast stop in, try to get in person.
Yes.
Which I think gives him, we should give him credit.
Yeah, he calls me Ripper.
Ripper, why?
Because Jack the Ripper.
Oh, not a bad nickname.
Not a bad nickname.
Not doesn't fit you, aside
well,
from the
during
Jack
Eagle
part?
Season, it does.
Oh, that's fair. Yes. That's fair. All right. So I mentioned, huge announcement for WIP, but we are doing it within the Mount Rush 4.
It's Spike's Mount Rush 4.
All right. We will do this big announcement within the Mount Rush 4. So today's Mount Rush 4, guys, is the Mount Rush 4 of jobs at WIP that I do not want.
That's a big announcement.
Yeah. So it'll be within this. So here is the Mount Rush 4 of jobs at WIP that I don't want. First and most obviously, program director. No
sure?
desire.
You sure about that?
Done. Every day, I see Rod walk through the hallways, putting his hand through his hair, sighing, looking at having to deal with us maniacs. I truly don't know how I did it, as long as I did.
Right.
But if there is a first face on the Mount Rush 4 of things that I do not want to do at WIP, it's be program director.
Okay.
Well,
so much email, guys.
It's so much email.
There are so many emails.
And the problem with Rod is, like, every time you see him, right on the phone.
Yes.
Like, always talking on the phone.
Has a Zoom he's got to get on.
Oh, my God. Meetings?
Yeah. Do you know how many Zooms I've done since I've been afternoon
show?
Zero. Not one.
Yeah.
I used to have to do, like, 10 a week.
Being a program director sounds horrible.
Horrible job. Yeah. Horrible job. Being an afternoon show host, way better. Okay.
Which one pays better?
Actually, well, I could tell you off air, but I
didn't know if you wanted to go there. Okay, move on.
Yeah, trust me, it didn't go in the direction that you usually want to go in your career. It went the opposite direction.
But
I am much happier.
That's right.
Yes.
Money, hey, you know what they say, Spike? Money can't buy happiness.
Can't buy happiness. Yeah. You know what can buy happiness? No emails. I think of every email and whatever. Yes. Mm. Program director, first job.
You know what they say, Jack?
What?
I'd like to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether or not
the money can buy happiness.
Money can buy happiness.
Yeah. That's actually a good point.
Put it this way. They weren't paying me enough on either job to just make me happy on the money. So I'm much happier now. All right. Second job. I would not want to do as part of the Mount Rush 4 of jobs that I wouldn't want to do at WIP. Jack's job. I would not want to be my own producer.
Well, no, it's not that bad.
Oh, I feel like a nightmare.
Oh, no. This isn't bad at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can only build
these. You're dealing with callers. And
yeah, yeah.
This is, believe me.
Oh, really?
There's awesome. There's okay. No complaining.
You need more work to do. Huh?
Yeah, well, now I know I can be a little harder.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, again, and this is why I think you're always managing.
Yeah.
And you're, this is not, see, I should have said this, you're a devil.
I wanted to see how much leeway I could have.
Exactly, okay. Exactly.
All right. Third job on the Mount Rush 4 of jobs that I do not want at WIP is to be an engineer.
That job seems impossible.
The only time our poor engineers, whether it is Dave or Andrew or Austin or Chris, whoever it is, the only time I ever go over and talk to them.
And the guy that makes the bird noises.
The guy that makes the bird noises. Yeah, he's a weirdo, that guy.
Chris.
But yeah.
Not Chris.
Yeah, there's a different guy.
Yeah.
I only come up to them when there's something wrong.
Yes.
I'm always pissed off. You know, it's like, there's something wrong with the phones. My mic thing doesn't work.
It's never like, hey, good to see you.
Never.
We don't even say that to them. We just say, get to work.
Well, hold on. You guys don't
just
say
kidding.
That.
No, they're always very nice.
I say hi.
We're just trying to paint the picture. The other bad part about their job is that they have to be awake at a moment's notice. Like, the phones could go out overnight, and they got to be in the studio at 3 a.m.
Now, by the way, that's also a program director thing. What you remember Ben Hill.
What are you going to do?
Ben Hill, our chief engineer.
He's on call, people.
Yes. When my When my phone rang at 4:10 in the morning and it was Ben Hill, I was like, oh, no.
You thought it was Darth Vader, didn't you? And then a deep voice came on.
I was like, there's no way Ben is calling me at 4 in the morning for something good. You know, it's only something bad when your phone rings.
But think about it this way, too, with an engineer. When the station's off the air, where sometimes it is, like, well, it's good. Like, they're the ones that have to get
it back. Fix it. Too much pressure.
Yeah, it's
too
awful.
Much pressure. All right. And now, this will lead into our big announcement. The fourth job I would not want at WIP is to be the lead host on the Eagles pregame show. Absolutely, positively not.
Why not? Mm.
Too many mouths to feed. It's like
not enough you?
Yeah, well, it's like Kellen Moore, Jalen Hurts at this point. They got all these stars all over the place. They got to keep them all happy.
Mm-hmm. I'm AJ, just so everybody knows.
You are AJ.
The diva receiver.
So the big announcement is not that I don't want to do the job. I was never even offered the job, to be quite honestly. To be quite honest with you, the new host of the WIP Philadelphia Eagles Radio Network pregame show is Joe Giglio, who is on the line with us right now. Congrats, Joe.
Thank you. I'm not sure what the bigger deal is, that I made it onto the Mount Rushmore some way, or that I'm hosting the pregame show. I'm not sure here.
They're both big.
Congratulations, brother. Looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it.
Well, I'm excited, but now I'm feeling the pressure. With all the best to see, and I got a tease over here with Ike that I got to see up every week. A little pressure.
Yeah, I will say I have developed a little bit of diva behavior over my years. I have. Just respect the diva-ness.
Right, like when he gets going, Joe, and it's like, sometimes there's him versus the camera. You know, the camera tries to think he's like a football guy, which is not.
Right.
Like sometimes you just gotta get out of the way. You know, and I know that you have your points, Joe, that you want to get to, but sometimes you gotta let them cook.
Yeah. Are you ready to let everyone else cook?
So what you're saying is I need to be more of a game manager for this thing to win?
Yes.
I'm a playmaker, more of a game manager. I'll do whatever it takes for us to win each week. That's what I'll do.
Good.
Yeah. Let me tell you this, Joe G. We're going to have a ton of fun. It's a very exciting show. You got your co-host returning again this year. Hugh Douglas, he'll be there.
Oh, wow.
Elliot is still a know-it-all. Only thing is he thinks he knows even more on game day because I think he's empowered by his outfit that he has on that day.
He does dress nice.
He does come sharp to the pregame show.
And he's been a little too much for me, a little too much there in base coverage. No.
He's turning more into a football guy.
Don't bring me the X's and O's. Give me the Jimmys and the Joes.
It's the NovaCare worm talking.
Yeah. It's like they do with Howard. They have Howard breaking down tape. Yeah, my ass.
That's another one you got to control.
Yep, he's there too.
Yep.
So
there's a lot of egos. I mean, I've listened enough over the years that I get a sense of it. But no, I'm very excited. We start tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock.
That's right.
It's a preseason for us, too.
Well, Joe, are you prepared to lead, you know, loud Eagles chants? I've never thought of you as a screamer or a bass in the voice kind of guy.
Well, he is the L in our Eagles.
Yeah,
well,
I can't do the L. Just keep me off the L. I'll start the E, and then we'll go from there.
Hey! G-E-S. Yeah. That's a Giglio chant.
Well, Joe, we are all excited that you're going to be doing it. Now, wow. Is
hold
that
on,
Buzz?
Hold on, Buzz.
Get Buzz out of here.
That was a dynamite drop.
See, that's kind of what Jack was saying. You give him a little bit of – or was that you, Spike, that said that you give him
a little
bit of –
No, you give him a little rope. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, but you do, you know, I'll say this again, Joe, a lot of mouths to feed. We all know what the primary mouth is that you got to feed the most, but a lot of mouths to feed on that show. So you got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I know. We'll start tomorrow. I'll start figuring out the how we're going to do this. I mean, Ike is obviously our number one. We'll figure out who the two is. I think Kelly thinks he's the number two, but we'll find out as time goes on.
You work with an Eagles Hall of Famer every day.
I know, but he doesn't. He's easy. He doesn't have the ego that Elliot has.
Me and Elliot actually have the egos that need to be massaged a little bit.
So I got.
I'm already ready to argue about Cooper DeJean tomorrow, Joe G. Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean's my guy. I can't wait to see him play tomorrow. Let's go.
So I got two questions, Joe. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, my biggest fear with you doing the pregame show. Does Joe Giglio have a big game voice? Like, when it's a big game, and you're preseason, that's Giglio. You know, that's perfect.
Wow.
But I'm saying,
like, this guy talk to you
I'm
like
just
that.
Saying, wait,
this
it's Eagles,
was your producer,
it's
Joe.
Eagles Cowboys late season. Does Joe Giglio have a big game voice?
I can't believe the third mic. You're letting the third mic talk to you like that.
How quickly Jack forgets. I just want to remember here. When the Phillies fell out in the NLCS, I think you were doing the pre- and post-game shows, right? And when I was on as the big-game voice leading into the NLCS and then the World Series, they made it to the World Series 2 years ago. I think that was still me on final. I was down in Houston for game one doing leading off, and then they won that game in extra innings. I think the big-game voice will be there just like it was the Phillies 2 years ago.
You led massive collapses in 18, 19, 20, and 21. What are you talking about? Massive.
Yeah, that's the ancient past. No, I'm talking about big, real big games, not fake Phillies big games.
And my second question here before we let you go is that, I mean, Glenn was famous for holding you accountable with the nonsense takes that you'd have throughout the week. Who's going to hold you accountable and rip you for the opinions that you had on the station all week?
Well, no one. That's the beauty of now me being in that chair. But no, actually, we'll just enhance the silly and crazy opinions we hear all week. We'll bring them back up for Sunday and rev everyone up for the game.
Wait a minute, who was holding Glenn accountable, by the way? Glenn's holding everybody else accountable. Jeez.
I know.
All right. Well, congratulations, Joe. Starts tomorrow, 11 a.m. with the final preseason game, and we look forward to hearing your big game voice and you keeping all the mouths fed.
Thank you, guys. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. Thank you.
There all right, brother. See you tomorrow.
Joe Giglio. There we go.
I really am looking forward to that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I am. I am. You know, Glenn did such a great job for over a decade and a half. I think we did 16 or 17 years of it.
Wow.
Doing the pregame show. And obviously, those are big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
That Joe Giglio has to fill of G-Max. But I think some of our the youthfulness and, you know, we have a lot of back and forth.
You know? You and Joe.
Yeah. Well, and all of us. Yeah. Elliot
absolutely.
In there. So, yeah, you throw us all in there. Then throw your dad in there.
Yep.
And there's – I hope Joe knows what he's gotten himself into.
Oh, yeah. Do you think there's a segment tomorrow just because it's preseason on Back to the Future? Get everyone's take. Get everyone's take.
I N C.
I hope not.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you were doing that. All right. The Mount Rushmore, by the way, was presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What up, brother?
OG.
Listen. I'm listening to you guys whine and cry about the Phillies.
Yes.
They're going to be okay, Jeff.
No, they're not.
They're going to be okay. They're not done. They just need a little. And I try to give y'all some insider stuff. Y'all disrespected me. I told y'all I knew why the thing was down and why they were doing that. But y'all didn't want to listen to me. You know, it's just a chemistry thing, man. These guys are, you know, they're like, when you're getting this kind of money, you got to control these egos, man, because these guys got the money, so it ain't about the money. It's egos. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I digress. I'm going to leave this one alone. I'm going to just let y'all ride this one on in. But I do want to talk to you about the new guy, Dotson, that we have.
Okay.
I believe that if you put him in Quez Watkins' spot, and I always told y'all for years, I've been telling y'all that Quez Watkins got SPD. Scared to death. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Every time he caught the ball, where did he go? Straight to the sideline. Okay? Now, if you look at it realistically, we could have won a Super Bowl. This past Super Bowl that we was in, had Quez Watkins makes that catch, we going to have time up 14 instead of 10. I know this. Dotson probably does not drop that ball or don't make that catch. He makes that catch. You go to the game that we were undefeated in the Washington, the Redskins, or the Commanders game, okay, where Quez Watkins jumped for a ball he didn't have to jump for, fell down, got up and fumbled the ball. That gave us our first loss of the season, and, you know, whatever happens after that. You know what I'm saying? So you're not going to get volume catches and yards from him, but it's those moments there that I believe that this young kid would actually flourish in over what we were doing with Quez Watkins. So that being said, it just makes us that more better in terms of our offensive output, because if you look at it, there was a lot of times last year where we was running them vertical routes, nobody couldn't get open. You know what I'm saying? So this is where you get that more in-the-middle stuff, because Watkins was scared to go in the middle. So, you know, and he was obviously the coach is one of his favorites, you know. I don't know why, but that's just how it worked out, you know.
Listen,
I think that
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
And then I just want to say this about Chuck. That's my dude. But, dude, you can't go in on Kemba Durant. She's family.
She is family.
There you go. Yeah.
She's family. And
you hated Carson.
Hold on. What do you mean? No, she's family from the show standpoint.
Show family.
Gotcha. That's what I'm talking about.
And I finally got her over on the Duke side.
Yeah.
You're going to run her off now. I mean, come on, Chuck, man.
You're right.
Get your act together, man.
OG, is this your attempt to get into the league?
Man, I'm to be grandfathered in this damn league. What the hell are you talking about, attempt?
He's a disaster in fantasy.
What are you talking about, attempt? Let me out being in there. I'll stare that whole day. I come up in there with some fire. You get some gun smoke up in that joint. Let me not be in the damn league. How are you talking about that?
Well, was he in the league last year?
No, it was 2 years ago, and he almost.
No, you can't.
He's eligible.
Twice in a row.
But do you actually,
the year he was in it, he got the first pick somehow.
And he took Jalen.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. Yeah.
And then the other thing is, too, I can't get my name on this damn show. You better believe I'm in this damn fantasy thing.
Your name on the show, you don't even work here.
Oh, I do. I ain't getting paid, but damn it, I'm
And OG, about Dotson.
Do you actually want to be in the league or no? Should we take this seriously?
Of course he does.
All right.
You're
and he's actually eligible.
Yeah, he's eligible.
You're registered.
Yeah, but only OG. You allowed it at the draft, okay?
Well, you're telling him no.
Well,
no helper?
I know who's usually along with him. Okay. Yeah, and this is one man and one man only.
All right. You know the thing. I'm letting that go.
Yes.
The thing you said about Dotson, I agree. I heard so many people. Here's what I agree.
Why is everybody down on Dotson?
No. Here's what I agree and disagree.
He's a dog.
Here's what I agree and disagree. I agree with him saying that everyone complained last year about Quez Watkins. Mm-hmm. I don't think the third wide receiver slot is something that you can just say doesn't matter because we have these other good guys. You know, they're going to try to stop the other good guys, so it would be good if the third wide receiver was good.
Yep.
He's counting. The only thing that I would argue about with OG, he's like, well, I know he's going to make these catches. Well, I mean, you just had the team that drafted him 2 years ago give up on him for essentially not even a third because they gave up a fifth, too. So, you know, for a mid-round draft pick. I hope he's obviously talented. He obviously has the ability to do it. Mm-hmm. But is he going to – whatever was going wrong in Washington, the real question is he going to redirect whatever that energy was here?
I hope he is. I'm telling you, Spike, I wholeheartedly believe this. And maybe I am saying this because he's on the Eagles now. But I liked him as a young player down there for Washington. His rookie year, he scored 7 touchdowns. So he certainly has been productive. I think it's a case of being in a culture that he sort of had grown tired of. A new regime has come in. He's not their draft pick, so they're making him earn it versus treating him like a former number one overall pick where he feels like he shouldn't have to go out there and compete against certain guys. I think coming here, he gets a reset. He gets to play Washington twice a year to show them that they made a mistake. So they're going to see that. And he's here with Saquon. They're already linked up on Twitter, welcoming each other here. You got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Jalen Hurts as his quarterback. Like, he is about to be a part of something that could be special this year. And he doesn't know where this could take him in the future. So he's actually getting an opportunity to get a restart on his career and be a part of something that Washington is in a rebuilding mode. They're not going to be at the Eagles level for another 2 years. So I think he comes here rejuvenated, and I think his attitude is different. He's only going to get 3 or 4 opportunities a game.
Yep.
He needs to make the most of those 3 or 4 opportunities he gets.
Well, that's the thing that he's going to have to accept is
yes.
that, you know, here, as far as mouths to feed.
You might be 4th or 5th.
Fifth.
Yes.
You know, like,
yes.
you're behind AJ, you're behind Devontae, you're behind Saquon, you're behind Goddard, you know, depending
no, you're
on the
right.
play.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing, you know.
He has to accept that.
He has to accept that.
Yep.
Brandon in King of Prussia, you're on WIP.
B in the KOP.
What's going on? Long time no talk.
What's up, B?
Listen, I'm going to give a Phillies point, and I would love to be in your draft. It's terrible I'm going behind OG Wade because he should be grandfathered in.
All right.
This is our year, right? And the next year, the Braves aren't going to have this many injuries. Like, if these guys don't get their head out of their rear end, it's going to be a waste of a season. Now, I should be in the fantasy league. I am a new Philadelphia fan, right? I've been a fan for about 4 or 5 years. Now, I've made a mistake in my fandom before, and I'm going to own up to my mistake.
It's about time.
Okay, listen, here I am, and I will make a guarantee following my mistake if I am put in the fantasy draft, okay? My sister-in-law made me a shirt that said Godfather, and it had a Buccaneers. It was on a Buccaneers jersey, okay? Now, I will not put up a gift for my sister-in-law that says Godfather. It does not make any sense to me. But, okay, if I am put in the fantasy league, I will bring a Tom Brady jersey to the draft party, cut it up, and completely commit myself to any Philadelphia team. Now, we've gone back and forth, Jack Fritz. You rode me for a long time about this.
Pause.
Okay, so I took a break. I took a step back. Okay?
It's a good pause.
Listen, I need to be in this fantasy league. Plus, I will cook every single one of you guys in fantasy, okay? I'm pretty nasty at it, okay?
Oh.
And I'm going to end it with this. I'm going to end it with this. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Go Birds!
All right, Brandon, you're on the list. How do you think his E was there? You're a big E guy.
You have the like the long E.
Yeah, the elongated E.
Again,
it's a deep E.
Yeah. Does Gilio have that kind of E?
That's my question.
Yeah. I don't think Gilio has that
E. Come on, man. There's no depth.
Come on, man.
Going to Gilio.
A little more credit than
the guy just doesn't want anyone else. You can get only child Fritz here, wanting Gilio to get any shine.
Guy basically developed you on a night show.
Yep. There's no Gilio. There's no Fritz.
I think I developed him. But regardless, so being KOP, for those that are not aware, after the Eagles lost to the Buccaneers last year, he was seen, through various reports, wearing a Buccaneers jersey the next weekend.
He's a Buccaneers fan.
Oh.
But he's an Eagles fan. He's trying, he's the Eagles.
He doesn't want to admit that he's a Buccaneers fan.
Like, he's a chesty Eagles fan, one of those annoying ones. And then the second that they lost, he's putting on a Bucs jersey because he's from Florida.
Yes.
I know. It's a lot to deal with, a lot of things. And the second thing before we go to break is that we got to pour one out for Joe in the Northeast, Cal Stevenson's dad.
Oh.
Cal Stevenson got sent down.
No.
Oh.
Austin Hayes is back, baby.
Oh, well, I'm glad Austin Hayes is back.
Hayes is back.
But Cal Stevenson was going to save the season,
man,
if they just
needed
played
a couple
more
opportunities.
Yep. Oh, poor Joe from the Northeast. Do we give him a pity spot in the fantasy league?
No, I can't. Okay. He's going to try to draft Cal Stevenson.
I don't know about this Brandon Florida guy.
No, I know. He's tough.
Oh, I'll dedicate myself to Philly if you give me something. This goes the other way, bro. You should have already cut up the jersey. You should have already committed yourself.
You should have spit on it when they gave you the jersey.
Yeah, light it on fire in a safe way.
Say, I'm pissed.
Yeah. All right. We are at Chickies and Pete's. The perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack for this weekend's Eagles game. It's the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickies on Packer Ave in South Philly. Book your fantasy football party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles and the home of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Draft. Now, Eagles play tomorrow. Like, what is this? You keep calling, and we don't ask you to call. What do you want?
Hey, guys. Tornado Shapiro again with the game day forecast.
We never asked you for a game day forecast.
Spike, I know you love it. Come on, I even took it upon myself to have my own little intro produced for your show.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
What is this? The world's most accurate meteorologist? What are you talking about? Why are you getting your own promos made?
The great battle. I know a little tittle-tattle about battle from Seattle, but that's another story. Come on.
We're looking at a 1% chance of participation and the link tomorrow afternoon, but there is cloud cover. I told you, 28% cloud cover. Now, it's going to be a nice day, but that's a lot of cloud cover. So we're probably looking at a 50-50 shot on the rain. Fellas.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're supposed to be the most accurate meteorologist. You said there's a 1% chance of precipitation. How is there a 50-50% chance it's going to rain?
We're talking about the cloud cover comes in and increases by game time. Remember my record, Spike. It's the most accurate weather forecast in these United States. More than 40 years. Accurate meteorology, climate studies from the University of Kentucky, and we don't need Calipari. Come on.
What are you talking about?
I called, by the way, I called the Shady McCoy game. You know that. Eagles-Lions at the Link 2013. I predicted the white storm. Nobody had it. Nobody. By the way, I knew the original Shady McCoy. I gave him his first job in radio. At a WZZZZZR, the canal. Laurel Mountain Bluff, Western Kentucky. Gotcha. We called him Shady because he could never get any sunshine. Carol Sunshine, she was our afternoon drive host. She was so weird.
Okay, all right. I don't need to hear about the inner romances at your other radio stations.
I'll tell you about Herman Shady McCoy, a young fella I took under my wing, maybe the best young weatherman I've ever known, except for one.
Who was the best young weatherman you've ever known?
Well, get ready for it, Spike. It was your daddy.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about little Howie Eskin. That's right. We called him Howie back then. Before he was the king around here, he was known as the Hurricane King. Yeah, come on. That's the handle I gave him. I came up with that nickname for Howie. That was your dad, later known as Mr. Eskin, because he was a weather genius, a boy wonder when it came to meteorology. Nobody knew it better than Howie. Tornado. Listen, Tornado gave him the nickname. He took Howie under his wing. He took the weather like a duck to water. He had the courage to do that, and he became the Hurricane. This is the story of a hurricane. Come on. You know it's true.
No, it's not true at all. He was never a weatherman in Kentucky.
So the Hurricane reigned supreme in that part of Kentucky for many a season. Rain, snow, sleet, or hail, the process of the Hurricane will prevail. But we had a falling out over the blizzard of 1978. Now, as the story goes, I was out, you know, the night before, like usually, with the lovely Sally Showers, an old colleague from Shreveport, Louisiana, down at WWSHSHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHH 78. February 6th, that's 2578. Well, Sally and I were we were having a night. I mean, the drinks were flowing, the clothes were flying. Sally showers was doing what she does best.
Whoa, enough.
Bottom line, I show up. Well, I never showed up for work the next day. Howie has to do the weather solo. Tornado Shapiro is AWOL. And a flustered Howie tells everyone the blizzard is not going to happen. Guess what? He was dead wrong. Howie was humiliated. He was re-nicknamed the weather dope. And
wow.
He's hated me and every weatherman ever since.
Wow, so that is the origin story of Howard not liking weather people.
Wow.
Wow, originally he was a failed weather person.
The weather dope, actually. The hurricane, he went south in a hurry. Come on.
All right, goodbye. Are you done?
Well, are we got outro?
No, there's no outro. There shouldn't even be an intro. We didn't ask for a weather, a game day forecast. Not even the game day. The game's tomorrow.
Game tomorrow. It's going to be a nice day, but you know what it's looking at. You're looking at 50-50 chance of rain.
All right, yes, 50-50 chance of rain. Thank you, Tornado. Tornado Shapiro, ladies and gentlemen. You can go see Joe Conklin, by the way, with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey on Saturday, October 26th. The event supports the Evesham Police Foundation. Get tickets at
JoeConklin.com.
Aren't you doing a show?
Yes, you can also join myself and Joe Conklin out at Archbishop Wood High School on September 28th for the Joe Conklin Comedy Show. Make sure you stop by, holler at your boy, and you can also Get your tickets at JoeConklin.com.
Wow. Ike's going to do comedy?
Double Joe Conklin.
You going to do comedy?
Well, I hope not, but I'll be there.
Oh. We write a joke for Ike?
Can you write a joke for me?
Yeah, it sounds like a bit.
Well, then I got to practice delivering
the
it.
Joke. Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's okay, though. Hey, you know what? Let's see if we can pull something together.
Yeah, if we could get 90 seconds worth of material.
Last time Joe did this with me, he was throwing stuff to get me off stage, like, because I wouldn't leave.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, because the crowd will love you.
Yes.
And anything you say, they're going to cheer for.
And by the way, he wrote me jokes the last time, and I completely forgot all of them.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm not surprised.
Once I got on stage and the bright lights hit me in my face,
Well, we got to give you one of the quarterback things. One of the...
it's a wristband. The wristband. I love it.
Yeah, with the jokes on it. Dominic and Westchester.
We might be able to pull that off. Let's dive in that a little bit deeper.
All right.
Later.
Dominic and Westchester, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What up, man?
Listen, so first off, congratulations to Joe. And second of all, Jack, I don't know who that guy was, the first caller of the show. I can't believe you let him get under your skin. That guy's a dork. I don't know who he is.
Well, we love Lawrence. We love Lawrence. But
he's passionate.
I just... There's so much other issues, right? Like, I can't do the lineup construction right now. Hit the baseball.
Okay. So before I get into why I should be on the fantasy team draft, whatever, I had to get into a little Phillies rant, and I told myself I wasn't going to get worked up, but here I am. So to start, there's too little on too many too often. This team is starting to get me all riled up in the wrong ways. They're just – everyone is starting to hit or not hit, and then they're benching players and they shouldn't bench players, and I am tired of the same damn lineup coming out. I haven't heard from Joe from Northeast. He's been radio silent all week. I listen every day. Haven't heard him call in defending his man, Cal Peterson, who stinks. And then we roll out Nick Astianos every night, and we got all these other guys. I am tired. We need the best players on the team right now, because right now, the way we're looking at it, we got – 3 games left against the Braves. We got 7 against the Mets. And we were talking about how they're only 7 games out of the playoff spot. The division is not even in. Like, that's not locked up. And
nope.
I would not be surprised if they have a big slide, just like they did the Eagles did. I mean, I am just tired. And I used to drink Stateside. I know Ike loves the Stateside.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I know he loves them. And I used to drink them. I'm sitting down here at the beach. I came down. I had to step outside. My 5-month-old nephew's upstairs. I don't want to get him all worked up. But I had to start ranting. And I come down. Usually, you know, you're sitting here, you're watching the Phillies, enjoying it. Now I'm drinking a whole case of Surfside just so I can watch the Phillies. I'm just getting tired of it.
Some positive there.
Yeah. At least you're helping out one
enjoying,
of our partners.
Surfside. Yep.
Well, you know, so are you, how much do you put on Thompson and how much do you put on this is just who they are?
So I think all of it. It's the lineup decision. Benching Boehm yesterday, you know what? I was going to bet on the Phillies yesterday. I was like, I don't even know who this guy is. What is it? Whoever it was. Schwarz, whatever. Looked like freaking, what's his name? The guy from Star Wars. I was going to bet on him. But once they set up Alex Boehm, the guy who's probably hitting the best, they bench him. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Well, and the thing about that was, it's like, if you want to get Weston Wilson in the lineup, fine. Put him in left field. Like, the Marsh thing's insane at this point. And at the same time, like, Weston Wilson can't play third base. He made 2 big errors yesterday. Like, he's not a third baseman. If you want to put him in second base, sure. Like, second base is much easier to play.
The top of the lineup was 0-25.
But it's still dumb. It's like you don't have to. It's still maximizing your talent.
And so it comes down to the players. And I feel like we ran down through all the lineups. The top 4 guys, 0-25, just like you said.
Whatever they were. Yeah.
Whatever the hell they were. And we've run through that, but now you got to put it on the manager. I mean, making asinine decisions like that yesterday, I mean, it's like I feel like you should always be putting the best players out in the field. And when I was at the game the other day, and they didn't pinch hit Harper, or they didn't pinch hit Real Muto, I understand not playing Real Muto, okay? Like, he's got to probably put the gear on it to tie it up, whatever. Understood. But not putting in Harper, and you're putting up Stubbs and Cal Peterson, that's like a hockey player. And it's
Stevenson.
You keep calling
whatever
him Cal Peterson.
Whatever it is.
No, I like Cal Peterson.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's like the Whitfield thing.
He might
be
a hockey player. I think he plays through the Predators. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a big hockey guy. But anyway, regardless, when they came up, the whole stadium was like, you know, we're just packing our bags and we're moving down. We're moving down to Atlanta. That's what it felt like. And it was like a rainy day. It was just miserable. Thank God I got a couple extra refreshments before a 7th inning stretch. And I could, like, make
Do you think they're dead?
Yes, I do. Sadly.
Wow.
They have not shown me anything. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
Do you see any life? Like, any life. Like, you win,
you lost to the frickin' Marlins, and you win three or four of the Nats, but those guys are bottom dwellers. They're not like the cream of the crop. And it's amazing, because now I can give Thompson the problem here, because what's his name? The guy on the Braves, whoever the manager is.
Snicker.
They got so many injuries, so many everything, and they still come out and they beat us 2 out of 3 times. And it's like they have no excuse. They could just lay over their back. They could just go home and just be like, we had so many injuries, whatever. But they're still in the thick of things. And they might get some of their players back if they make the playoffs.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Dom, tell us, you want to be in the fantasy league?
I do, and I deserve to be in the fantasy league. One, because just like the Costco boys, I bring the boom.
I like that.
You went right after Jack.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm sad there was no drop today, by the way.
I know. We had to do the Bruce returns today, or else we would have had the Big Justice and AJ song coming back from a break. But I will say, AJ's laugh keeps me
and
up at night.
And I got two other things. I'll bring some nice Italian cannolis to the draft. It'll be great.
Okay.
And then three, I guarantee I can bench more than everyone else is in that league. So there we go.
Oh, here we go. Tough guy over here.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
He's going to whip it out, too.
That's a good. Whoa. What's with you guys this week?
Well, I don't know.
You got red light over here.
Yeah, red light
over
this
here.
Well, it's like
whip it out.
I guarantee I can bench more than which is fine.
Yeah.
Do you think you can bench more than AJ?
Do I think I could bench
more? No, do you think he could bench more than AJ?
No, AJ's a big dude.
He's a pretty big dude.
Yeah.
Steroids.
Can we be honest about the cannoli?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah, they're overrated.
So I don't eat them anymore because I can't, but I think my wife loves them.
Her whole family's
Italian. I don't get the cannoli thing.
Like, I'm pro-dessert.
They're good.
I'm pro-dessert.
Yeah, they're good.
There's so many other things I'd rather eat for a dessert.
Wow. And you got a nice gift of cannolis.
You realize where we are, right?
No, we're in South Philly.
Tone it down a little bit. Tone it down a little bit.
It's not a personal affront.
For some people it is.
Yeah.
And again, cannolis are fine.
I wouldn't.
I just think they get put in a class.
I wouldn't.
That they don't deserve
That's
to
what
be
I'm in. Telling you.
I wouldn't.
You see me over here, I got nothing to say.
I wouldn't. I want, if anything, more cannolis. If I break vegan for anything, it's cannolis.
It's for cannolis.
Or some gravy.
You guys are cowards.
Yeah, or some moots or some guacamole you know.
Yeah.
The Twitter question.
Somebody brought us a chocolate-covered banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell was that all about?
Well, wants to see you guys.
Can't wait to try it.
Don't send a picture of that out.
Yeah.
We'll be like RG3.
Yeah. Imagine Jack driving home, enjoying his giant chocolate banana. Somebody looks over at him.
Yep.
Trying to eat as much of that banana as he can.
Yeah. Not taking a little bite either.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Little hawk tour on that.
All right, the
Twitter question.
You're a problem.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Does Joe Giglio have a big game voice?
Oh, man, you're wrong.
You will not be surprised to find out that 85% say no.
Wow.
There you go.
Are you crazy? What are you doing?
The listeners aren't happy.
Jack uses the Twitter questions.
What are you doing, man? Yeah. You trying to sabotage the pregame show tomorrow?
It's clear they have the same concerns that I have.
215-592-9494. Dave and Redding.
Rod's going to kill you.
Yeah.
I know.
Dave and Redding, you're
on
WIP.
I'll send him a chocolate covered banana.
Yeah. You guys can share it? One on one side, one on the other side?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to be in the fantasy league?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I'm pleading. I love the show. I love listening to you guys, and I love fantasy. What a way to bridge the two together. So, really love to be in. Love to be in on it. So, I'll make my pitch. Can I give a quick Phillies point?
The fact that you are asking to do the content first,
right.
You a man after my own heart. So yeah, go ahead.
Jack threw him off.
Yeah, with the Phillies, I think personally, Rob Thompson is getting too much to blame. But at the end of the day, they're not going to get rid of Harper or Turner. The manager gets the blame, no matter if he is in the wrong or not. I disagree with some of his decisions, with shitting these guys, shitting Bones, shitting Harper. But I think everybody, all the managers are making mistakes. At the end of the day, he's going to be accountable. The manager's going to be accountable, and he's going to get the blame, right, wrong, and different. So, you know, he's the one that's going to take the bullet here. So,
well, yeah, I mean, it's the easiest thing to do, and it's the least expensive thing to do, and it's what happens because it's much easier to change the manager than it is to change the entire roster. And I, you know, Ike was saying earlier, and I agree. If they do fail, you probably need to bring somebody in here who has a different
voice,
different approach.
Yep.
You know, because this whole thing where
trust the guys,
and I know that's what they want, and it's what Harper wants, but like
you got to scare them a little bit.
Yeah, I know, but they do what your guy wants them to do, and whether it's players or whether it's the manager or how he wants, like. You can't talk about all the power that Bryce Harper has in this organization and how important he is and how he leads them to wins and how he's the voice and how he does all these things and not say that this, in large part, is while it is Rob Thompson who will pay the price, mm-hmm. in large part, Bryce Harper has to own this as well.
Sure.
And all the... But he's not the only one. Mm-hmm. This is a team full of vets who want to be left alone.
Yep.
Who want to get paid $30 million a year and get $100 million contracts and want to be left alone. That's fine. If it works for you, then it's fine, right? There are different managers for different teams. But you can't... If you have a stretch as long as this and you believe, like they say they believe, mm-hmm. that they're better than this, well, if it's your clubhouse,
turn it around.
Then it's on you.
Yeah.
You know,
basically, yeah. They will have gotten Rob Thompson fired. Yeah.
Fired. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And they should. Yeah. And by the way, it's the other thing. Hang on one sec, Dave. Where one of the reasons we thought that they didn't want to bench a guy or blame a guy or mm-hmm. whatever is because they don't want that to happen to one of their guys.
Yes.
Well, your guy is going to lose his job if you don't turn it around. And he's doing exactly what you want. You know, so I understand that. I understand what you're saying, Dave, that he'll be the one who he has to be held accountable. Absolutely. It's him at the end of the day. But the players in that clubhouse should understand that they are as responsible, if not more responsible, than anybody for the failure that happens if it happens. So tell us why you should be in the fantasy league.
Well, like I started before, I think I called in a couple of days ago where my league kind of treated me bad and I'm looking for a home, and I just to be connected with you guys is awesome. You know, I'm a huge fan, huge 4 for 4 fan, and I just would love to be in it. I think I could add value. I'd love to do the banter with you guys, and really, I'd love to see all you guys for the draft. That's really exciting for me to get down there.
Now you'll come all the way from Reading to South Philly for the draft.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Okay. All right. Just checking. You ever been to Al's Diamond Cabaret?
No comment.
Okay. All right.
This must be some inside. I don't know about.
No, you remember the picture I showed you with me and Jenna Jameson?
Oh, wow.
That's right.
That is inside.
Yeah.
Where's that picture at?
No, it was not inside.
There was no inside.
Yeah.
Just a photo. And she didn't go on the radio show.
Yes.
She got rid of your number.
Move on, man.
All right. We got to pick two this hour. Pick two.
OG Wade?
Yeah.
BFK. Well, I'm saying
I'm out.
OG Wade, B from KOP, Dom, who brought up the Boom guys.
Yep.
And the Redding guy right there.
And we have Kenny, who's here.
And Kenny in the Northeast is here.
And we need two, right?
We need two. What do you think, Spike?
What do you think? This is hard.
Yeah, I mean.
I like the Boom guy.
I like the Boom guy, too. I'm cool putting Boom guy in.
Okay.
And then it comes down to OG Wade or Kenny in the Northeast. Now, Kenny hasn't called in a while.
But he came down here.
Twice. He was at one of the Tour de Delcos.
Yeah.
And he keeps trying to blame me, I think, for not letting him call.
Yeah, and he came down twice.
And he's yelling at the stage again.
Yeah.
Which we've told him multiple times. We're still on the air.
Yeah, but he doesn't care.
He definitely doesn't care.
Now, OG, you said, is a bad fantasy player.
Because he's... But the key is, if we can get someone to take Jalen in front of him, maybe we get the
like he helps the draft out by being all Eagles. Oh, I'm not in.
I'm going to flip a coin. Who's got a coin? Taz, you got a coin? Danny, you got
it's
a coin?
It's 2024, Spike.
Well, somebody.
We don't carry coins on us anymore.
Well, all right.
But when I flip a pen?
There we go. I'll flip a credit card.
Okay. Wow, boy, that's really look at 2024 this guy. Right
what,
there.
You flip your Venmo account?
No, I don't trust digital
coins. Yeah, digital coin flip? Yes. Yeah. Danny Ryan.
Danny Ryan.
I'll use my company card. I don't even know if it works anymore.
Right, okay, yeah, great.
Front is OG, back is Kenny.
Okay.
All right, tell us what it lands on. All right, Taz, front or back? Front is OG, back is Kenny.
Front.
It's OG.
OG.
Hell no.
Wow.
2 out of 3.
Nope.
Next hour. You still got a chance next hour. All right.
And so, Yoshi is still on the board.
Yoshi is still on the board. But we still have two. We have two spots left for the final hour, right? We do.
Yeah.
We have two slots left, right, Jack?
Yeah, I believe so.
We have two slots left. All right. Coming up next is everyone's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show. It is the top 5 at 5. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.